Yo, welcome to Talk That Ish with your boy Dilla. Good morning, everybody. People of Chicago. I got some good restaurants. Well, first of all, my homegirl, shout out to Megan Williams. I asked Facebook, what should my next topic be? And Megan was like, you should do it on restaurants, black-owned, you know, restaurants. And, you know, the dishes. I'm like, ooh, that's a good one, because people always be asking about, oh, what's a good spot to go to for this, that, and the third. Especially when you got friends that live out of town that don't live in Chicago and they want to venture out and find black-owned food spots. I got 25 that I'm going to run a list off of. And maybe y'all heard of them, maybe you haven't. If you haven't, go check them out. I looked at the list. There's quite a few I've been to. And, yeah, let's get into it. It's 20. Top 20 black-owned restaurants you want to visit. First one is The Delta at 1745 West North Avenue. Their tamales is on point. And their asala catfish is so good. Now, they got eggplants and, you know, Chinese broccoli, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? It's a decent price, you know. You definitely get what you pray for, you know. They are a sole vegetarian food spot. So, you know, if y'all, you know, there's a lot of vegetarians out here, you know, people switching from meat to vegetarian, you know, definitely check out that spot. There's another spot in Hyde Park. Mikey's Retro Grill, 5319 South Hyde Park Boulevard. I've been there once. I definitely love their burgers. And I love, anybody that knows me, I'm a fry freak. I love fries. So definitely check out their waffle fries. It's amazing there. And they got shakes and whatnot, Sundays and stuff there too. It's pretty good. Third on the list is Demera, 4801 North Broadway. It's an Ethiopian restaurant. They got some, you know, Ethiopian food, chicken, lamb, got some seafood, beef dishes, you know. They have some Ethiopian wine that I think is with honey, something like that. It's really good, to me at least. I ain't go, you know, throw it out there. Now, this next one on the list, fourth on the list, everybody needs to know about this place. If you haven't, definitely go to Batter and Berries on 2748 North Lincoln Avenue. That place, whoo, boy, that breakfast, oh, my God, look, if you don't feel like making breakfast, take your ass to Batter and Berries, Joe, for real. That's real shit. For all my vegetarians, go try out Original Soul Vegetarian on 203 East 75th Street. So they got their fair share of vegetarian food there, you know, juice bars, and they got little artworks up in there. So for all the vegans out there, y'all can try that. I'm pretty sure a lot of people heard of the Bronzeville Jerk Shack, 5055 South Prairie Avenue. You go there and get your jerk food. So if y'all like jerk chicken and jerk anything, definitely go there. And of course, the jerk taco, man. Everybody know about that. Everybody. So there's no need for me to tell you where it's at, because everybody know. There's not a soul in Chicago who don't know where it's at. They got jerk everything, all right? When I saw that they had jerk lobster, yo, whew, it was expensive, but it was fucking tasty. I'm trying to tell you. Another one on the list, Sip and Savor, sitting 5301 South Hyde Park. And there's another one, 528 East 43rd Street. And then there's another one, 9920 Southwestern Avenue. Three locations. They recently opened one up in Beverly. It's a coffee shop with a little music, entertainment, and everything, you know. People like to mingle and shit, you know, if you like to, you know, take somebody out for, you know, over coffee from a night of, you know, midnight madness. You can check, you know, Sip and Savor out. Definitely try out the Frontier, 1072 North Milwaukee Avenue. What I like about them is they have this smoked pig. Now, these is for all the pig lovers out here, you feel me? People like me. They serve a whole fucking smoked pig, yo, with mac and cheese and salad and vegetables and rolls and shit. Now, it's pricey. It's $550 to, you know, a little more. But it's for, you know, 12 to 15 people. You know, it's for a gang of people to go. So 12 to 15 people, divide that up by 550, you got your price. But you have to pre-order 3 days in advance so they have time to prepare it. And they also have a lamb burger with cucumber dill yogurt. Don't know what the fuck that's about, but you can try it. Now, everybody knows about, if you live in Hyde Park and haven't tried Jai Grill Harper, Jai Grill, definitely try it. My homie took me there and it was fucking amazing. They have jerk food, you know, Jamaican food up in there. And on weekend, it's like a whole little DJ clubbing spot, you know what I'm saying? A little nice lounge. It'd be turnt up in there, like, for real. If you know, get up there in the age and just want to chill on some lounge and shit, definitely hit up that spot, because, yo, that shit is the truth. Speaking of truth, if you like Italian food, try out Truth Italian on 56 East Pershing Road. It's a 5-star restaurant offering dishes like, you know, ravioli and all the other shit. And it's one of a kind because it is black owned. In Evanston, there's a barbecue restaurant, Hecky's Barbecue, 1902 Green Bay Road. You like your Chicago style ribs and hot links and all that, you know, try them out. It's for about $15. For all those who love Creole food, try out Kizzen Creole Restaurant, 2311 Howard Street. If you, like I said, you into the Creole food, Haitian food, they got all of that there. Try out Currency Exchange Cafe, 305 East Garfield Boulevard. They have a unique design of how they make their food. They have like hand-painted signs of Currency Exchange that they got all up in there, like on the table and whatnot. It's like the unique thing about this place. It's like a library, and they serve food. You know, it's a mixture of food that they serve. You know, American, Mexican, Filipino, all that. You know what I'm saying? Out in the south side, you know, over east, try out Brown Sugar Bakery, 328 East 75th Street. If you liked your sweet foods, you know, peach cobbler, cakes, caramel cake, stuff like that, you could check them out there. If you check in on Yelp, you get a free cupcake. So definitely check that out. I think a lot of people know about Mr. Brown. Yo, my bad, y'all. I ended up getting a damn call in the middle of me trying to finish talking about the damn restaurants. I hate that I can't just, you know. But it's all right. Getting back to it, I left off at Mr. Brown's Lounge, 2301 West Chicago Avenue. They definitely have your black, almost soul food Jamaican spot. You know, they also have live music and DJ sets there. They got amazing food there. Peaches Restaurant on 4652 South King Drive. they serve breakfast all day long. All day long. For those who like African food, check out Vivi's African Restaurant, 6232 North Broadway Street. This is my first time hearing it, so I think I will try it, because I have tried African food before through a friend I have from my last job, and it was actually good. It was spicy, but it was good. So I wouldn't mind trying something new like going to a restaurant. Luella's Southern Kitchen, 4609 North Lincoln Avenue. I've been there before. It's a BYOB place. They have Southern style food, so definitely try that out, because, whoo, lordy, lord, lord, that place is amazing. You can also, I believe this is Hyde Park, I believe as well. Yeah, it is. Norman's Bistro, 1001 East 43rd. They got nice little appetizers there, you know. They got Brazilian Creole food there, you know. They got wine bar and, you know, a little wine list and good desserts there. So you can definitely check that out in Hyde Park. And last but not least, Soleil, 1931 West Chicago Ave. I happen to know this owner some years ago. I was doing Lyft, and this lady, Bridget Harris, I picked her up. And then, you know, like all Lyft riders, you know, you just talk about things. And she was talking about that she was going to open up a restaurant over in West Town, you know, in that area. And she told me that she was going to name it Soleil and everything. And I was like, oh, that's nice. And to see that it happened back in 2017, it was amazing. Like, wow, I picked up somebody that had a vision and they went through it. But I've been there and I fucking love it. It's Southern food as well. Creole restaurant. You definitely get what you pay for. Definitely get the fried catfish with dirty rice, greens, mac and cheese, and sweet potatoes. Because, Lord, that shit is so good, Joe. Like, for real. That's just a few little restaurants. You guys can always search and look up, you know, black-owned restaurants. But that's, like, the top 20. Like I said, a few of those I've been to that I know of. Another one that I like to... It's not black-owned, but it has the Creole Southern, you know, route. Seven on Heaven, or is it Heaven on Seven? One of those two. I like that restaurant. It's fucking amazing. But like I said, it's not black-owned, but, you know, Southern food is Southern food. Don't matter who the fuck was behind that shit, Southern food is Southern food. But I hope y'all switch between that segment and this segment to get, you know, the gist of the top 20 black-owned restaurants. You know, like I say, you can always research. But here's the top 20 that I had, you know, came across. And personally speaking, I've been there, so, well, not all of them, but some of them. So, you know, I love eating food, so I might be doing more podcasts about food, especially as I try them. With that being said, you know, everybody have a safe day. Have a good rest of the day and afternoon. I will be doing more podcasts soon. Check out me and Raven Clark's new episode coming this Saturday. We will be talking about why black people don't support other black people. We're definitely going to get into that, because that is a fucking issue that we really need to fucking address in black America. But I ain't going to harp on it too much right now. But, thank y'all for listening to another little episode of Talk That Ish with your boy Dilla. Again, Anchor is a podcast, free podcast, where you can make your own podcast and use the free tooling inside of it. With that being said, I'll holler at y'all later. Peace, love, and chicken grease.